CBL, and I think Barbara Ray is on with us. Barbara, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful.
Well, good. And this morning we'll talk about some gardening, and with Christmas here, there's some good gifts for gardeners. That's always something that would be of interest, I think.
Oh, yes. And I'm real excited about two new things for gardening. As I age, I start to try to work smarter, not harder. And there's two things that I'm looking at. It's a little mini chainsaw. And the chainsaw is it is great for cutting shrubs. They have two sides. They have a 4-inch blade and a 6-inch blade. The 4-inch is for gardening and just maintaining the garden. But they're operated off of the cordless batteries, and it's you're not dragging a cord, or you're not using manual labor to saw. And as some of us age, that looks like a good thing to invest in.
So a chainsaw?
It's a little battery. It's called a mini chainsaw.
Yeah,
it's
that
a
sounds
cordless, and it comes in a kit. I went online to see what they were going for, and they were going from 35 to 75, depending on how many batteries you got. And you could operate a small one with one hand, and it's one of the things that I'm hoping Santa Claus brings me.
Are there some trusted websites, maybe, that if someone's buying something they're not familiar with? There's so many different gardening items out there. Maybe a website that you could suggest that, or where?
Well, if you stick with the name brand that has been around for years, in tools, you see the same brands. They seem to be better. They put more funds into research and development than some of these companies that just open up and make a product. So I try to stick with a name brand. In clippers, Felco is one of the best clippers that you can buy. They are costly, but they have been designed. I think it's Swedish design, and they have that you can replace the blades. And that's what usually messes up on a pair of clippers. If the blades become dull, and you sharpen them and you wear them down if you're going to get. But they're about $50, but they will last a lifetime. I have a pair that I've had all my life, and I have a little leather scabbard. It's a little leather pouch that I put it in to protect it, and it's been with me all of my years. And some of the name brands that we see over the years that have been with us are best to invest in.
Yeah, you're right. If you use them a lot and over the years, you probably more than pay for them just by having one good pair, when you're not having to buy several pairs over the years, that, you know, always at the store purchasing a new pair. So saves a lot of time and money.
Yes, it does. And the thing about a cheap pair of pruners is if you cut anything that's very large, sometimes it'll bend or twist or compromise your clippers. And you can spend, some people say, oh, I just buy a new pair each year. That's not the way I do. I try to buy a quality product. And I'm looking at another product that's going to be available this year, and it's a cordless weed eater that has two wheels on the side of the weed eater, so that people that have back issues or have hand issues can use this particular one, and you're not lifting the weight of the weed eater. And some of these weed eaters, when you get the gas in the machine, can wear you down if you're weed eating around the walk or around flower beds. And this is a new item that I'm watching because it has two wheels, and all of the weight, you're using the handle to steer, and I'm watching to see how that goes over. Sometimes we see things that come on the market that really are just a fad for a year or two and then vanish because they don't lead up to their advertised expectations.
That's right. I got a garage full of that stuff, so where it's not quality stuff, trying to get a bargain or something, but sometimes you're better off getting good name brand. But that'll be interesting to see how that, you have to give us a report on how that works.
One thing that I'm excited about is a very inexpensive little mat that is a plastic mat. It has snaps on each corner, and it lets you build your own little mini planting station, and it will contain water and soil. If many of us, when we're working with our plants indoors, we can make a mess. Newspapers always, we put them down and we try to pick them up and we spill the soil. But this has been designed to snap together, and when you're through, you can, any soil that you have, you can bend the mat up and pour it back and save it and not get it all over the house. It's about $12, and it's new this year, and I'm watching. And then I looked a little farther, and I found the same thing for $6. And it would eliminate a lot of mess with when you transplant or repot a plant.
Hmm. Talking about some gifts for gardeners, and it's always a popular subject. We have Barbara Ray with us this morning, an expert on this subject, and you can spend a little bit of money and get gloves. You don't have to spend a lot of money. There's always a good gift for a gardener out there, and I know you've mentioned just good gloves and simple things like that can always be useful.
Gloves and apron. Some people don't like to wear an apron, but if you go out in the garden, it can save you a lot of laundry if you just put on a little apron that keeps the when you're potting, working with soils and fertilizers, an apron, a hat. And there's several websites on the internet that will monogram things, will put Happy Gardener, Lucky Gardener, Garden Daddy, different things to personalize, or you can put a person's name on it. And even a mat by your to wipe the soil off your feet and the dirt off your feet as you come in the house. You can have all kinds of things. But I like to give things that a gardener is going to use. There's a box of seeds that's on the market this year, and it's $39. It's a little wooden box with a slide lid. It has 100 packets of seeds for a person to begin a garden with. It has vegetables, herbs, and flowers, and it's all in the one little wooden box, and the little lid slides open to take things out, and it slides back to prevent spilling packages of seeds. And I know that I have dropped seeds many times, and I thought this was a well-designed little gift that was make someone very happy that was beginning gardening.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Barbara, we've got to get to a break, but when we come back, we'll talk about what to do with some of our gardens right now. A lot of leaves on the ground, and hasn't been that cold yet, but we'll talk about that. And if anyone has any questions, they can call us here at the station. Barbara's visiting by phone, so you'll have to call us, and we'll relay those questions to Barbara. But at number 527-3102, and we'll take a quick break and be back right after this.